You have to get out, or if you will ever get out, you have to find out. No one is coming to pull you out. You got to do it yourself. Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. Excuse my kind of hoarse voice, but we do it anyway. We never let or allow perfection to get in the way of execution. If the message is to go out, the message goes out. And this morning, we're talking about what's stopping you? What's keeping you stuck? What is getting in the way of your improving your situation, your getting to your goals? Not any goal that someone tell you you should have, but the goal that you have set for yourself. The dreams you have that you have allowed layers and time and pressures and the stories you tell yourself and the rhetoric and the conditions of your immediate environment that you have allowed to stifle your dreams and your quests and your desire and your belief in your own abilities to make them work and to get to that level. Whatever is blocking you, and this is my single point, whatever is blocking you, whatever it is that is making you procrastinate, making you on focus, making you lack the discipline, that's causing you to not come up with the resources or the ways or the creative means and measures to apply these to whatever you're doing, whatever is in the way. You have to come out of it. I don't know if that's a snap out. I don't know if that's a fight out. I don't know if it's a fight through. I don't know if it is a helping hand from something or someone to get out, but you have to take the lead and to initiate your way out. There are these times that there's a certain number of things that's keeping you stuck. Even when you get out of these, more will come. You could get to the level that you aspire to now. And the mistake most people make is they think that that level won't have its devils. It will be fine. I just need to get there and I'm done. Oh, if I had $10 million, all my problems will go away. Oh, if I had this wife, all my problems would go away. Oh, if my boss was like this, all my problems would go away. Life doesn't work like that. Life is going to present you with challenges. They're a natural part of life on this planet. Your ability, developing the skills to know how to pull yourself out, what it takes and the strategies and means that work for you, because it works differently for some people. I had a guy who worked for me once and he told me that he smoked like a pack of cigarettes a day for 18 years. 18 years, nonstop. And the minute he saw his newborn daughter's face, he's never touched a cigarette again. Maybe that's not the way you go out. Maybe that's not the way you come out. Maybe that's not the way you stop. But you got to find a way that works for you. I wake up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the mornings. I get things done. Some people sleep until 6. They go to the gym. Or they stay up until 12 in the night and they get it done. We all are different. You don't have to follow anyone, but you have to find yours. You don't have to follow anyone's process and their suite, but you got to find yours. There are some underlying principles that goes right across the board. You need the discipline. You need a proven system. You need to do the work. You need to build the skills. All those go right. You need the focus. You need the patience. You need the teachable spirit to learn what you need to learn. But in terms of the day-to-day methodology, some people write their lists. Some people don't. Some people have an accountability partner. It don't matter what it is. The essence of this podcast this morning is to tell you that if it's to be, it's up to me. And that's got to be your motto. If you're to come out, you have to pull yourself out. Despite everything that you see going out here online and everything that's everybody's talking about, with all these conditions in place. If you are to come out, you got to get yourself out. The government is not going to change and take you out. The weather is not going to improve and take you out. Suddenly, you're not going to just be lighter or healthier or fitter. Those things don't come by default. What you can control is powerful enough to bring you out. The things that are in your control, the effort, the time you spent, your belief system, the stories you tell yourself, the work you do on yourself, the information you get, expose yourself to, the people you surround yourself with, and your attitude towards learning and growing. I'll end it right here. I'll just tell you again that if you are to come out, you have to pull yourself out. I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know if it's a snap out. I don't know if it is a fight through. I don't know if it's a reset and recalibrate and to overcome. I don't know what it is for you. But I'm saying that you need to take the reins. You're in the driver's seat. You got to figure it out. Have a good one, my friend. Thank you.